Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Stephanie McMahon to take a leave of absence from WWE. For Friday, May the 20th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You don't care about what's best for business. You can't even make the tough decision. So therefore, I'm going to have to do it for you. And there's something I've been wanting to say for a very long time.
WWE's chief brand officer and notable member of the McMahon family, Stephanie McMahon, is taking some time away from WWE. She put out a tweet yesterday saying, "As of tomorrow, I'm taking a leave of absence from the majority of my responsibilities at WWE. WWE is a lifelong legacy for me, and I look forward to returning to the company that I love after taking this time to focus on my family." A tweet that surprised a lot of people, not just everybody who consumes wrestling, but people within WWE as well. PW Insider saying, "Internally, within the company, it appears no one but the most inner circle had any idea that this was coming. And everyone, to a person that we've heard from, and we've heard from many, were completely shocked and taken aback by the news. There are many reaching out within the company and beyond the company, trying to find out what led to this decision." David Bixenspan has noted on Twitter that Stephanie McMahon's work history is no longer listed on her LinkedIn accounts. Bixenspan said recently he was doing some research when he saw it, and now it's simply not there. Her top header photo still shows her photo alongside the WWE logo. Her WWE accomplishments are still listed in the About section. And as Dave Bixenspan says, it could be something, it could be nothing. But it's interesting to see that as this news is coming out, that bit of information seems to be missing.
When you're the fourth generation, as we said then, your intro of wrestling promoter, was there any doubt in your mind that you were going to go into the family business?
Actually, no, it's what I've always wanted to do. I've always been a fan of wrestling and WWE in particular, and especially growing up watching my father, who was the chairman, CEO, and also a commentator on the show. And I was just enthralled, you know, business conversation at the dinner table and listening to the stories that were getting built and the characters and meeting them and seeing them. Actually, my first WWE live event, I was about 3 years old, and I went walking backstage, and I'll never forget it. All of a sudden, these kids came running at me, screaming, terrified. And I couldn't imagine what was happening. My parents were down the hallway, and then here comes George the Animal Steel, who had basically so much hair on his back it was like fur, and his tongue was green, and he was in character lumbering towards me. And I then screamed at the top of my lungs and virtually ran up my father's leg and buried my head in his neck. But I noticed he was laughing, my father, the great defender. And then he introduced me to George the Animal Steel, who is also known as Jim Myers, a school teacher. And that was my first inkling into the world of WWE.
Stephanie McMahon's history in WWE, well, it's as long as her life. She's the daughter of Vince McMahon, so wrestling has always been a part of her life. From early photos of her with Andre the Giant to photos of her in the WWF catalog marketing t-shirts. That was a very early day, Stephanie McMahon. But she really came into the business as a performer in 1999 and 2000. Onwards, where we saw her brought in as a part of the Undertaker storyline with Vince McMahon and stuff with Test. She became on-screen partner of Triple H as part of the McMahon-Helmsley regime. And that was a storyline that led to a real-life relationship between the two. And it consequently led to them getting married and having children down the way. Now, whilst working as a performer, sort of early to mid-2000s, Stephanie McMahon was taking more work behind the scenes, working in the offices at the WWE, and eventually heading up the creative team. In 2007, she was promoted to Executive Vice President of Creative. And in 2013, she was promoted to the role that she has held up until today of Chief Brand Officer. Now, during her time moving through the ranks, she's also won awards for Forbes as the most influential female CMO and generally received a lot of acclaim for the way that she works behind the scenes to push WWE and their image away from the wrestling ring.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are you going to do about it, Rock? What are you going to do about it, huh? You're going to hit a woman? You're going to hit me, Stephanie McMahon? This is my ring, my house, my stadium, my people. Get the hell out of here now!
So why is this happening now? Why is Stephanie McMahon choosing now to step away from WWE? Now, to the surprise of nobody, there are a lot of theories, some very much conspiracy theories, about why this is all taking place. Now, a lot of things to consider in this one. With Stephanie McMahon, the role that she is in, you know, it's a lot to do. It's a big job for a big company. And you know what? Sometimes you just need a break. It could simply just be a case of just needing a little bit of time off. There could be a lot of internal pressure there as well. We heard on Pat McAfee's interview with Vince McMahon how Vince McMahon expected more from his family when it comes to WWE. And that kind of hinted at maybe there was some internal conflict very much there, away from a wrestling angle with the McMahons. You know, we saw Shane McMahon stepping away from WWE on several occasions, and Stephanie McMahon, throughout all the people that all the McMahon family members that have left, like Linda went to go and do what she does in the politics world alongside Donald Trump. Shane McMahon went to go and find sort of his own horizon in other sports and entertainment outlets. But Stephanie McMahon has always been there, working through the system, working in creative, and working her way up to the role that she is at now. And when you hear Vince McMahon say something like, "Oh, I expected more from my family," you don't know whether there's something like that aimed towards Stephanie as well. You don't know. This is just hack theory from myself. Nick Khan taking on more power within WWE. And we'll talk more on Nick Khan in just a moment. You have to believe that maybe you, with the change of this with the changing of the environment within WWE, so many changes in such a short amount of time that we've talked about here at Cultaholic, with a lot more Nick Khan allies entering into roles within WWE after major cutbacks to the company. We've seen restructuring in front of the cameras and behind it as well, with departments merging and some departments being shut down altogether. With all these changes happening, maybe you just want a breather to step away from it. This also continues to fuel the speculation that WWE is a company on the verge of selling. WWE has for a while had the rumor mill turning about the idea of somebody coming in and buying the company lock, stock and barrel. And this was something that was raised actually by Wrestling Inc. Daily by Nick Hausman. Whether it is a case of, you know, again, this is speculatory, but the idea that if the company is getting ready to sell, maybe Stephanie McMahon wants to step away and let the pieces fall whilst taking a whole bunch of personal time off that she's owed from the company and then kind of see how the land lies afterwards. Again, this is all speculation from my part and the part of other content creators and other journalists. And I'm not a journalist, but journalists within the field of professional wrestling. Maybe, just maybe, what with everything going on in her personal life, with Triple H suffering, as WWE have called it, a cardiac event, maybe it's Stephanie McMahon, quite simply, just wanting to take stock and be with her family some more. Something that she hasn't had time to do because of the schedule that she has cut as chief branding officer. It could be something as cut and dry as just wanting to be around her family more.
Allow me to introduce you to the new general manager of SmackDown, Stephanie McMahon!
So what happens now with Stephanie McMahon stepping away from her duties as chief brand officer? Brandon Thurston revealed that it will be Nick Khan taking over most of Stephanie McMahon's duties in her absence. This is according to multiple people he spoke to at WWE. He says select business partners have already been informed. Nick Khan has been part of WWE since August of 2020. And his relationship with the company, though, started a lot sooner than that. He was representing WWE in the Creative Artist Agency. This led to a job offer in the summer of 2020. And it led to his current role as president and chief revenue officer. He will now add chief brand officer to his title as well, working to develop WWE's image away from the ring. Stephanie had spoke recently about a number of outside wrestling projects that her department was working on, which included NFTs and an expansion into the metaverse. No doubt these will be things that Nick Khan, in his new role with that department, will continue on with. Nick Khan has been pivotal in all of WWE's big business moves for the past few years, and is reportedly the favourite to replace Vince McMahon. So this is quite an interesting development. Not a surprising one, to be honest, to see Nick Khan taking further power within WWE, as he will take on, according to Brandon Thurston, he will take on the roles from Stephanie McMahon as she begins her leave of absence. Our lead story on the Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast this morning, in fact, our only story on the news podcast this morning, Stephanie McMahon taking a leave of absence from WWE. When we have more on this breaking news and for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling for the latest Cultaholic podcast. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes
without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.